A federal grant has been announced to help preserve rare pieces of Americana in Springfield, Massachusetts. The Springfield Museums have been awarded a grant of nearly $107,000 from the Federal Institute of Museum and Library Services to restore 20 Tiffany stained glass windows that officials said are the last of their kind in the United States. The windows are original to the main facade of the George Walter Vincent Smith Art Museum, which opened in 1896. Congressman Richard Neal said the grant, which the Springfield Museums will match, is prestigious and competitive.
Much of the success of our great cultural institutions is heavily dependent upon a combination of public and private investment.
Neal, who announced the grant Wednesday along with museum officials and benefactors, spoke of his great fondness for the Springfield Museums and said the window restoration demonstrates a commitment to preserve the institution for future generations.
These institutions, in terms of their physical standing, are old. So the constant upgrade, even though there was a handsome investment from previous generations of great benefactors, the upgrade is regularly required.
The Tiffany stained glass windows are extremely rare, according to Kay Simpson, president of the Springfield Museums.
We are the only American art museum to have Tiffany stained glass windows that were originally commissioned for them.
The windows have deteriorated because of age, exposure to city pollution, and the harsh New England weather.
And over a period of time, the windows get a condition which is called lead fatigue. So the lead essentially gets soft and it starts to collapse and the windows become wavy. And so it's essential to stabilize them.
Simpson said restoring the 20 windows will take several months to complete.
It involves actually taking the windows out of the building. They're brought to a studio, which is out in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and the windows will be completely taken apart and they will get new lead framework for the stained glass pieces to be set inside. And then the windows will come back to the museum and they will be reinstalled.
The funds used to match the federal grant came from the Springfield Museum's $7 million capital campaign. Most of the funds being raised in the campaign are going to develop a new museum scheduled to open next year that will showcase the life and works of Theodore Geisel, the Springfield-born author of the Dr. Seuss books. $5.7 million has been raised so far in the campaign that is scheduled to conclude at the end of the year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.